All 134 million children born this year started life with largely similar potential. So why isn't the end result of their education similarly consistent? The simple and disappointing answer is that who you are and where you come from matters far more than it should. The 19th and 20th centuries saw huge increases in global inequality. The pathways through education have become similarly uneven. Geography is an issue. At the moment, the gap between the best and worst performing OECD countries is equivalent to holding back a student for 2 years. Another major obstacle on the learning highway is gender. 2 out of 3 countries in the world face gender disparities in primary and secondary education. In northern Uganda, for instance, female enrollment in secondary education is 9%. And 66% of mothers in the region have no education at all. However, the greatest divide is between rich and poor. Simply being rich can put you a learning year ahead of students from average backgrounds. In fact, family income is the best predictor of children's success in school. But we know we don't have to continue along this road. 7% of 15-year-olds in OECD countries are unable to demonstrate basic reading skills. But measures put in place in Finland have brought this down to 1%. We need to adopt more such measures to learning. We know this is possible because in some regions it is already happening. In places such as China and Korea, some of the best performers can be found among the poorest students. In small pockets of success around the world, innovative approaches to learning are enabling disadvantaged students to succeed against all the odds. And in today's economic climate, with a focus on jobs and prosperity for all, there is good reason to pursue improvements in learning. Studies suggest that a ripple effect could create radical improvements in economic performance. The U.S. alone could see a gross domestic product increase adding up to $72 trillion over the next 2 decades if all its students could meet a baseline of achievement. And if its students could perform, say, to the average performance of students in Finland, the U.S. GDP could climb to $103 trillion over that period. Given the importance of education, it makes sense to identify the successful insights and programs, work out which of them can be scaled up and rolled out globally. It's time to make learning work for everyone, everywhere.